More news. Hospice completes major refurbishment. Rowcroft Hospice has completed a significant refurbishment of its inpatient unit. Made possible by a government grant to improve the hospice's buildings, facilities and equipment, the work focused on making the hospice in Avenue Road Torquay more welcoming, accessible and comfortable for patients and their families. Led by Jill Horn, Rowcroft's Programme Director, Care Services, the project was shaped by extensive conversations with staff, patients with life-limiting illnesses and families to ensure the changes reflected their needs. The refurbishment includes a new ensuite single room, wider doors to enable beds to be wheeled out onto the patio facing the sea, improved storage and redesigned layouts to make it easier for patients with mobility challenges to move around safely, including the installation of a new wheelchair ramp at the main entrance. All single rooms now feature an ensuite bathrooms and improved soundproofing, while family areas have been upgraded with new furniture, kitchenettes and more space to spend time together. Thoughtful colour schemes, non-reflective surfaces and quieter areas have been introduced to create a calmer environment, particularly benefiting people with dementia, neurodiverse needs or sensory sensitivities. Beautiful nature-themed murals hand-painted by a local artist, the flooring and all make it easier to navigate, contribute to making the hospice a more welcome and supporting space. Whilst the refurbishment marks a step forward, Rowcroft, like many hospices across the UK, continues to face financial pressures. Rising staff wages, increased national insurance contributions and escalating energy bills are adding to the charity's significant challenges, with government funding covering only 24% of the hospital's 11 million annual running costs. For further information about the work of Rowcroft Hospice or to make a donation, visit rowcrofthospice.org.uk.
Rallying cry for road warden volunteers. Councillors have issued a rallying cry for new recruits to join community road warden schemes across Devon. It has been 10 years since Devon County Council rolled out the initiative. Volunteer road wardens are supported by the council to organise and carry out minor work in their local community, such as weed clearance, grass cutting, sign cleaning and small drainage work. They can also request training to carry out small pothole repairs using a simple-to-use pothole repair material paid for by Devon County Council. Around 140 towns and parishes across Devon are currently part of the scheme, and Councillor Louise Wainwright, County Councillor for Salcombe, is leading the charge in calling for more to sign up. Louise Wainwright said, "When it comes to community spirit, Devon is second to none, and I'm hoping people can harness that to add to the number of road wardens across the county. There are huge benefits to the road warden scheme, and its real value is in early intervention, a stitch in time, if you like. If road wardens can repair small potholes in their local roads, it can go a long way to preventing or at least delaying them from deteriorating further and becoming safety defects which the county council repair. Our 8,000-mile road network is the biggest of any authority in the country, and the work of our volunteer road wardens complements our highway maintenance service. All road wardens receive free training from the County Council, which teaches them how to create a safe environment for highway work. Devon County Council also provides road wardens with third-party liability cover for properly completed volunteer work, as well as covering the cost of the pothole repair material. Councillor Dan Thomas, Cabinet Member for Highways, said, "Our thanks go to all of the volunteer community road wardens from the town and parishes around Devon that are part of this scheme. They demonstrate a huge amount of commitment and dedication in their local communities. It is important to note that road wardens do not replace the work of our highways teams. Should a road warden choose to carry out a repair, it would be smaller potholes that aren't at the stage where the County Council would be required to intervene. Our highways teams continue to repair potholes that are classed as safety defects. Devon County Council is investing more than £44 million of revenue funding into highways maintenance this financial year.
Firefighters' Grueling Cycling Challenge. A firefighter is tackling a grueling 550-mile bike ride, visiting three centres of the Firefighters' Charity in the UK, starting from the Lake District, then to Chudley, before finishing in Sussex. Phil Barton, 41, has already smashed his £2,000 fundraising target on the first day of his epic journey. He had reached £2,500 as he left his starting point in the rain in Cumbria. One of his stops is at Harcombe House Residential Centre in Chudley, which provides rest and rehabilitation and has a fully equipped gym, specialist treatment rooms, an indoor swimming pool and hydrotherapy pool. Phil, who is a firefighter with the London Fire Service based at the Hayes Fire Station, has taken on the challenge for the Firefighters Charity, not only for its support for all those in emergency services, but also from his personal experience. He explained, "I have personally experienced the amazing work they do and wanted to give something back and raise awareness." He has revealed publicly for the first time his long-running struggle with mental health, which involves stress, anxiety and depression. He said, after reaching an all-time low in 2016, feeling overwhelmed and at rock bottom, both mentally and emotionally, I reached out for professional help, and I can honestly say that it was the best thing I ever did. I was lucky that the shock of the situation I was in made me realise that I needed some external help, but I also appreciate that others may not have this realisation themselves. Recognising the signs that someone, including ourselves, might be going down a dark path or already at the end of it are so important. They may not want your help or even realise they need it, but knowing where to signpost someone to get help is a great place to start. It was when Phil joined the fire service in 2018 that he learned about the Firefighters Charity and the various ways it supports those struggling physically and mentally. Phil said, "I have used their therapy and wellbeing services on a number of occasions, and having the support of therapists and programs run by professionals, alongside the amazing support of a caring and understanding wife, have been invaluable in my journey, one which I know will be ongoing, but I feel a bit better equipped to deal with knowing I have the support there when needed." The Firefighters Charity provides care and support to firefighters, control staff and all those working in or retired from the UK's fire services. It is also there for their loved ones. The charity's health care, well-being support and practical assistance helps firefighters adapt to physical and emotional injuries, illness and conditions to be fit for work, transition to life after their service, and to feel valued and recognised.